It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, our sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small.
Think about it.
When we see Christ, one glimpse of His dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Everybody said in Jesus' name. Sing our theme song tonight, shall we? By revival, just for me. Come on.
I'm going to dedicate, consecrate, like never before. I'm going to take my stand, lift up my hands and let the praises roll. I'm going to shout and sing in the house. Hallelujah's ring for this is my revival, just for me. Going to dedicate, consecrate like never before. I'm going to take my stand, lift up my hands and let praises rule. I'm going to shout and sing in the house. Hallelujah's ring for this is my revival.
Come on, one more time.
I'm going to dedicate, consecrate like never before. I'm going to take my stand, lift up my hands and let praises roll. I'm going to shout and sing, lift the house. Will you sing for this is my revival just for me? I'm going to dedicate, consecrate like never before. I'm going to take my stand, lift up my hands and let praises roll. I'm going to shout and sing in the house. Hallelujah's ring for this is my revival just for me.
Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to sing an old familiar song today. We'll come. Sometime when you look around you and you see things happening, if you let your flesh get in the way, you get discouraged, depressed, and the devil moves in. But you just keep remembering, our day's coming. The world has their day today, but we're going to have ours one of these days. I'm looking forward to it, aren't you? Thank God. Everybody say praise the Lord again.
Not much recognition I get down here, and in comparison you people know me, that's very clear. But when I get home there'll be a great celebration. The heavenly host there will greet me, the Savior will meet me, my day's gonna come.
Hallelujah.
Well, my day will come when I reach that city. Well, the angels will listen while I sing my song. I'll shine like a star down the throne of my Jesus. Well, when I get home, it won't be long, my day's gonna come. Well, my day will come when I reach that city. The angels will listen while I sing my song. Well, I shine like a star round the throne of my Jesus. Well, when I get home, it won't be long, my day's gonna come. Sometime I feel all alone in a world full of people. They just pay me no mind and they leave me behind as they go on their way. But when I think on the Lord, I feel high as a steeple. Well, I'm glad I can say I'm well on my way. My day is gonna come. Well, my day will come when I reach that city. So listen while I sing my song. We'll all shine like a star down the throne of my Jesus. Well, when I get home, it won't be long, my day's gonna come. When I leave this old world, very few here will miss me. Just my friends and close loved ones will know that I'm gone. But a gathering way, think about it, in that land over yonder, having no friends, there's no danger. I won't be a stranger in my new home. Well, my day will come when I reach that city. Well, the angels will listen while I sing my song. I'll shine like a star round the throne of my Jesus. Hallelujah! Well, when I get home, it won't be long, my day will come. Well, when I get home, it won't be long, I'm going home. It won't be long, my day will come. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our day is going to come. Talk about a Pentecostal get-together. We've never seen a conference. We've never seen a camp meeting that will ever compare to that day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our day is going to come. Well, thank God.
Hallelujah.
We do so much appreciate you tonight. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate the way you're praying, seeking the Lord. Let us kind of muster a little faith tonight and believe what we prayed for will happen. Hallelujah. Because we can pray all day, but if we don't believe it's going to happen, it's not doing a lick of good. You've got to believe that God's going to do what you ask Him to do. Hallelujah. I feel good in my soul. I'd like for you to turn with me tonight. We would like to say, too, before I get into it, good to see Brother and Sister Price. I haven't seen them since Brother Pipkins when I was down there. Long time. In fact, they hadn't been married too long then, I don't think. And we're glad that Brother Bates is back tonight. We're just glad to see all these Holy Ghost-filled warriors still fighting the battle. Hallelujah. I don't know, it's when you meet fellow preachers, it's whether it's pastors or evangelists or what, it just kind of a little boost to you.
Right.
It's another one there climbing the ladder, doing the same fighting you're fighting, trying to preach the same gospel you're preaching, and it just kind of lifts you up. Hallelujah. So we love to, we're glad to see them all tonight, and all you fine home folks. Turn with me tonight. I have two or three scriptures I'd like to read, but I won't wait for you to find them all. But I would like tonight for to start reading in Numbers, the 20th chapter, about the 7th verse, if I remember right. Numbers, the 20th chapter, starting about the 7th verse. Hallelujah. I would love for you to really think about this message tonight and think about what it means. It might not mean too much to start, but I hope it does for a finish. Reading starting. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak into the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth in them water out of the rock, to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. Skipping to the 11th verse, and Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not to sanctify me to the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. I want to read in Deuteronomy, the 3rd chapter, the 25th and the 26th verses. This was following the scripture, the incident naturally following the scripture that I just read. I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes, and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, Let it suffice thee, speak no more unto me of this matter. The 3rd scripture found in Deuteronomy, about the 32nd chapter, 48th and the 5th through the 50th verse. The Lord spake unto Moses that self same day, saying, Get thee up into the mountain Abram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for possession, and die in the mount, whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. I want to use the scripture tonight, and die in the mount whither thou goest up. Let us pray again tonight. Everybody praying, Lord, possess my mind, will you? I want you to be possessed by the Spirit of God tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness, for your blessings, for your love, for your mercy. And we pray now, Lord, in this time of the Word of God, as this message goes forth, that you'll anoint and that your work will be done tonight. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Everybody lift your hands and let's pray. Hallelujah. You're the army, remember? We're going into a fight tonight. Fight against Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If I had a title to a message tonight, I would call it When I Climb Old Mount Nebo. When I Climb Old Mount Nebo. If you'll notice in the scriptures tonight, there was a time of leadership, a time of discouragement, a time of aggravation for old Moses. putting up with all the things that he put up with, teaching the people what they were supposed to do, and watching them backslide, and watching them do things and go against God, and then sacrifices happen to be offered, and watching people ground open and swallowing them, and watching fire consume them, and watching plagues take on when they had disobeyed God. He watched all of these things, and you know, every time that he would come against something, you can imagine what all he thought and how much torment, if you want to call it that, or how many burdens, maybe I should call it, that he had to bear for the sake of the children of Israel. He done a whole lot of praying and crying for those people. He done a whole lot of praying and crying. Well, they begin to gripe and murmur and grumble and complain like they did so many times. And this time, instead of speaking as the Lord told him to, he got a little mad. And he smote the rock. One thing God demands is complete obedience.
Right.
I'm thankful, though now we live under grace, he still demands obedience.
Right.
But, oh Lord, if it wasn't for his grace and mercy, if we lived in the day of the law, I'm afraid none of us would be alive.
Right.
None of us would be alive. But he became angry, and the Lord told him immediately. Said, well, said, now look, because you chose not to sanctify me in front of these people, in other words, you didn't obey me, you're not going to lead these people into that land that I promised them. Well, Moses didn't crawl off somewhere and start complaining. Without a doubt, he was sad, but he kept right on praying, kept right on leading, kept right on seeking God and being led of the Lord up to the time of death. He didn't go off somewhere and say, oh, if I can't do it, I'm going to quit altogether. He didn't do that. But he held on to God. He held on to God. So he went on down through there a few years, and Lord had blessed them. And mind, they fought a big battle, and they had conquered, I forgot, maybe, I believe it was around 60 cities, if my memory is right. And, oh, they just had victory after victory. And it come time, somebody mentioned, looking into that land, the land of Canaan. Well, already Moses, he kind of thought maybe I might get by. And he said, Lord, let me go look. Lord had already told him. Said, you're not going to lead them in. Say, let me go in rather not just look. Said, let me go in and look it over. And the Bible says that the Lord told him, I don't want to hear any more of this matter. I don't want to hear any more about it. I told you, you're not taking them in. When the time come for him to die, he told him, get thee into Mount Nebo and die there. When Moses started up that mountain, Moses had to look back and he looked forward. He began to see everything that he'd went through with. As he sat up there before time to die, as he climbed that mountain, he looked back over the wilderness maybe, back over the things that he'd went through with, back over the Red Sea. Maybe you remember the first time when he seen that bush on fire and run off up there to see what was going on. And they said, take your shoes off, you're standing on holy ground. He probably remembers when the Lord told him to throw that rod down. And he threw it down to become a serpent and scared him and he run off. But the Lord told him, pick it up with the tail. When he did, it returned to a rod. Told him, stick your hand in your bosom. He probably remembered this was his first real contact with God in getting his calling to do what he was there to do. He stuck his hand in his bosom. It come out just as leprous as it could be. Don't you know that scared him? Why, these were supernatural things taking place. This was things that Moses didn't see every day. But Moses was being educated or being called or being let know just how powerful God was and that if God called him, God would go with him. Well, after seeing all of this, Moses still, he said, oh Lord, I can't talk. I can't talk. I'm not good at speech. And the Lord kind of got a little wroth and he said, well, you've got a brother Aaron, and I know he can talk, so I'll send him with you, and he'll do the talking. Moses, without a doubt, remembered like a huge, if we want to call it, movie screen going across his mind. All these things back down the line. When he come to the Red Sea, watch that water roll back. When he seen the frogs and the lice and the plagues against Pharaoh and against Egypt. When he seen all these great miracles that happened. The ground opening up and swallowing Korah and all of those things. When God manifested his power and glory to him. Moses was looking back and remembering things that had happened.
But one thing was a sore in his side was the time he kind of lost his temper and he smote the rock instead of speaking to it. And it stopped him from being able to walk into that land that was so important. Friend, there comes a time when you and I must walk Mount Nebo. There comes a time, because in case it hasn't dawned on you, Mount Nebo is the time just before the coffin. It's the time just before the last breath in your body. It's the time when reckoning begins to go through your mind. And you know that just over Jordan there is time for judgment and time to answer for the life that you have spent. And he looks back down and sees, but what will I see when I'm sitting up there on old Mount Nebo? Will I remember Bockhamville preaching here in this pulpit? Will I remember your faces? Will I remember people getting the Holy Ghost? Will I remember what and this and that and everything, preaching camp meetings and whatnot? Will I remember this? On Mount Nebo, you always remember. And above all, the most tragic part of it is, you'll still remember that one thing, like Moses did, if it happens to be there. This one thing in Moses' life just kept him out of a physical promised land. A Canaan that was merely here on earth. But it's a representation, type and shadow, of the promised land we're going to see one of these days. But we don't want to be kept out of that one. Because that's not just an earthly blessing. That's not just beautiful land to raise your sheep on. That's not just a place to build a beautiful home. But that's the place we'll spend eternity. And we, by all means, when we look back down Nebo, we don't want to see any sins trying its best to crawl up that mountain with us. We want to see them under the blood. Under the blood. Most beautiful thing about living for God is the fact that God forgives everything. Everything. He doesn't just forgive part of it. He forgives everything. And I think about it. If it was possible. I like this. If it was possible for you to go in front of Jesus Christ right now. And you say, hey Lord, I'll talk to you about old Bill. You remember Bill? Man, remember when he used to set up at that bar and get loaded and get drunk and carry on? No, I don't remember that. Don't remember that. What do you mean, Lord? You don't remember it. Why, don't you remember here when he got thrown in jail for this? He got thrown and done that and done this? Now, Lord, I know your mind isn't that far. I know you're bound to remember all them things that boy done. Because, my, he spent many years out there. I don't remember none of that. Of course, he's preaching my gospel, and probably the reason I don't know nothing about it is because I forgive him of it. And I don't remember those things anymore. I don't remember those lies. I don't remember them things anymore. Man don't forget, but God does. When man repents, God's conscience, God's memory is all clean, and it gives you a new life, a new seed, a new book, a new hope. It gives you like a newborn babe that's starting all over again. Let's thank God for that. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. When you sit on Mount Nebo, you'll look back. But I think about my little old mama. I know I use her maybe quite a bit, but I'm thankful for my mom and dad. They raised me for the Lord. Took me some time to get in there, but it wasn't their fault. But I remember my mama saying, son, don't worry. God will not let me suffer long. That big old smile, a couple of weeks she went out to be with the Lord. Friend, I want you to know when you're sitting on Mount Nebo, the most beautiful thing that I could imagine that would be in a person's mind is to know there's not one word, not one thought, not one iota of a thing in your heart, mind, or life that would keep you from going across and moving into Canaan land and settling down to be with Jesus Christ forevermore. Oh, hallelujah. When I sit
stand on Mount Nebo, and who knows, I might be walking up at this very minute. We never know when the time's coming, but we definitely know it's going to happen if we tarry long enough upon the face of this earth. We know good and well that we must die. But oh, let me tell you something. I won't be able to look back down there just laughing and praising the Lord, don't you? Hallelujah. One boy, as he was laying, young man, about 19 years of age, he was about to die, and his father's there crying, but the old boy was ready to go. He knew the Lord. He shouted a praise of God. He felt the presence of the Lord. He looked at Daddy, said, Dad, said, my, said, who's them boy? Who's them people down there at the edge of the bed? His daddy turned and looked, couldn't see a thing. He said, my, they're just a singing like I never heard singing before. Said, they just glowing. Said, they want me to go with them, Dad. Said, I think I'll go. His dad looked around, couldn't see a thing. But the boy was living right. Brother, the angels came to bear him across to the other side. It was kind of like Lazarus. Brother, he was poor, not able to even to pay for a coffin. And they may have burned him over there in Topet, but who knows? But we do know, the Bible said the angels carried him over there. He had the best looking and the most powerful pallbearers that man could possibly have. The old rich man could buy the chariots and buy the coffin and have the horses and pay the mourners. But bless your heart, he died and went to a place called hell. But that old poor man that knew God, brother, that walked with God, that felt God, that lived for God, is a man that had the angels waiting, that when he took his last breath, they carried him over into Abraham's bosom. Friend, tonight, when you stand on Mount Nebo, you had better be sure where you stand with God. And you can rest assured there will come a day when you'll stand on Nebo and you'll have to face the life that you've lived, the deeds you've done, whether it's only known between you and God, you'll still face them just the same. Nobody may know it. It may be the dark nights and the alleyways and out on the dark roads. But if you got sin in your life and if the devil is romped in your heart, I want you to know, when you sit on Mount Nebo, you'll see something that will keep you from crossing over into Canaan land and from making heaven your home. Yeah. When I climb old Mount Nebo, hallelujah, thinking of what Brother Bates was telling me about going across the railroad the other night, or some night, whenever it was, said he's going across, taking his time, it's rough. Said all of a sudden he looked up and there was a train. Right there. It wasn't moving fast or anything like that. But he said like scared him dead. Looked like about a 10-story building looking him right in the face. Pulled right across in front of it. It could have been Mount Nebo. It could have been Mount Nebo. It could have been Mount Nebo. Friend, I want you to know, you never know when it's coming around the corner. You never know when it's trailing you right down to a certain spot. You never know when it's waiting. But you may be making your last climb this very night. You may be climbing on the very summit of the hill. You might be getting ready to look across, but you may not be able to see over that other side because the devil and all of his imps are trailing along behind you with all the sins that you have failed to get forgiveness for. Friend, take this old country boy's warning. Don't leave this building with sin in your life. Don't take the chance of going out into eternity without God. Don't take the chance of climbing Mount Nebo tonight. Don't take the chance of breathing your last breath of air and your heart beating its last beat, because to face God without God is a terrible situation. Fear? You've never known what fear is until you face God without God. My Lord, think about old Paul. Paul said, I'm just about ready to be offered. I'm ready to be offered. He began to talk about demons. He left me. Went back to the pleasures of the world. He called off a whole lot of names. He called them off this and that and give us some greetings. Tell Onesiphorus I said hello there. Salute Rufus and his mother. Tell all them down there he was looking back. He was looking back. But oh, let me tell you, from the time that old Paul was struck down on the road to Damascus, from that day forth, brother, he began to walk with God. He began to work for God, that same Jesus who's been persecuted. You know the story very well, as well as I do. But oh, he walked with God, and when it come time to die, he said, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I fought the fight. I've kept the faith. He was sitting practically on Mount Nebo at that time. He knew that he had fought the battles. He knew that when he was in the prisons and they laid the straps on his back, he come out of there shouting the victory. He knew that when he had been thrown to wild animals, or whether he'd been shipwrecked, or whether he'd been stoned, he knew that he had stayed faithful to God. And as he sat on Mount Nebo, and maybe somebody said, "Oh, Paul, don't go back down there, they're going to kill you." Why shouldn't I? It just means I'm going to go on to be with the Lord. Said, "For me to live is God to live. For me to die, my God's going to be blessed over it. I'm just living my whole life." He was looking back down Mount Nebo with no fear. No, he wasn't afraid. Why? He fought the fight. He kept the faith. He said, "There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not only for me, not just for me, but to everybody that will love His blessed appearing." Friend, tonight, when you stand on Mount Nebo, you can stand there shouting the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm sure Brother Bates will remember the young man Brother Stokes told me about in Louisville. One time had the Holy Ghost, but he desired to play basketball more than he desired to live for God. He said, "I'm going to live for God. I'm going to give my heart. Pick up where I left off. Just as soon as I graduate. Just 1 week or 2 weeks. I forgot what it was. From graduation time. 18 years of age, if I remember. Under his car with a jack under it, working on it. His foot slipped and kicked the jack out. The boy never graduated. He was sitting on Mount Nebo, and little did he know it, when he made the statement, 'I'm going to graduate, and then I'm going to go back to living for God.' But he never made it. He was sitting on Mount Nebo at the time when he made the statement. And oh, to think about those last closing moments of his life as that car crushed the very life out of him. To think about the memories that he had to remember, the things that had to go through his mind. The day that he said, 'Give me basketball instead of God. Give me basketball instead of God.' Don't you think he thought about it? I believe he did. Those last closing moments as he looked back down the mountain and he seen all those hindering things that would keep him from going across into the great divine, going over there to hear a well done, thy good and faithful servant." So many people, my God help us tonight, so many people are doing that very thing. Many of you in this congregation are saying, "When I finish this, when this is over, when I've accomplished such and such, when I get out of school or I finish this job, I'm going to live for God." But you may be sitting on Mount Nebo tonight. You may be right now, sitting at the very precipice of hell. You may be right now that the devil's got a hold of you and pulling you in. And the only thing that's keeping you from plunging into eternity is some of these dear old saints' prayers as they hold on to your coattail and hold on and say, "No, devil, you're not getting them. I'm praying. You're standing in the gap for them. You're holding on." Brother, when God steps up and says, "Brother Raymond, don't pray for them anymore. I'm through." Think about it. Then you're on your own. Then you look down. No protection, no help. Mercy walks out. Brother, judgment steps in. And into eternity you plunge without any hope in God.
All right.
When I climb old Mount Nebo, you only fool yourself. You don't fool me. You don't fool the church. It don't help you at least. You're the one that will sit alone looking down the hill. And there you'll see everything will become known. Oh, it'll be all open. You'll say, "Oh, I don't want nobody to know that." But it's there. It's there. God's looking in on it. He's watching it. He's seeing it now. He knows it's there. And friend, when you sit on Mount Nebo, that last and fatal breath of your life, my God help you to be able to lift up holy hands before the Master and praise Him and glorify Him and say, "Thank God I'm going home. Thank God I'm going home." Well, let me tell you, the angels shout and glorify and run the streets of gold, if you want to call it that. when a saint of God passes out to be with the Lord. Why? Because they're welcoming somebody home. But oh, think about it. God takes no pleasure in the death of a sinner. He takes no pleasure. Why? Because He died on a cross for you. He became a perpetuation. Hung there, blood shed blood, that you might make heaven your home. And He takes no pleasure when you have to sit on Nebo with sin in your life and die without God. Hezekiah, I often think about that. How many, don't raise your hand, but how many do you think in this building, if you went to die, you could say, wait a minute, Lord. Hey, wait a minute. And you actually could say, Lord, now look, I've been faithful. Now, there's no place. Look at my life, Lord. So many people would be afraid. They hope God don't see where they walk. But Hezekiah could say, wait a minute, Lord. Look. You look. I can think of nothing better, more blessed in a man's life than to be able to look God in the face and say, Lord, look at it. Look at it, Lord. Look at it, Lord. Take a look. Unashamed of your life because you've walked with God. Unashamed of what you've lived because you've lived it for God. Unashamed of your conversation because you talked it for God. Unashamed of the places you went because you carried God with you. Look at it, Lord. A lot of people try to grab a sheet or something. Lord, I didn't mean for you to see this. Lord, oh, I didn't mean for you to see that. Oh, the beauties of being able to sit on Nebo. Kind of sit down, cross your legs, and rear back. Say, hallelujah. Lord, take a look. There's not a thing coming up that hill behind me. Got no sins trailing up behind me, Lord. Take a look down there. Take a look, Lord. He'll say, I see it. I see it. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over many. Oh, friend, there's no greater pleasure, no greater joy, no greater reward, no greater thing in a human's life than to come face to face with eternity and say, look, Lord, look at it. Look up shouting the praise of God. When I climb old Mount Nebo, may I do it waving my hands and shouting the victory and sing the song, I'm coming home. Coming home, never more to roam. Hallelujah. Friend, I live for a God that you can live just that way. You can live for Jesus and know where you stand. You can walk with God and know where you're walking. You can feel and know what you're feeling. And you can have Him and know what you got. And nobody has to tell you when it comes. And they don't have to tell you when it's gone. Let's bow our heads tonight. When I climb old Mount Nebo. Mama, what about it? Think about old Stephen. Stephen, I guess, is one of my favorites. He told them, went clear back in the Old Testament, brought out a whole lot of things. Come right down, then he said, oh, ye uncircumcised, ye stiff neck, uncircumcised heart, how long do you resist the Holy Ghost? My, they begin to get so mad. But old Stephen, he didn't have a thing to worry about. So when he looked up, the heavens opened up. Woo, he looked right on into the portals of glory land. He seen it all. He just said, Lord, forgive them. Don't lay this to their charge. They don't know what they're doing. They just said, forgive them, Lord. And my, when them old rocks begin to fly, they even got so mad they gnashed on him. Literally bit him. Literally gnashed on him with their teeth. And then begin to stone him to death. But the Bible said he just went to sleep. Lord took him away. Why? Because he could say, Lord, look at there. Look back down there. He was on Mount Nebo and seen the heavens open up and welcome him in. friend, tonight you can sit on Mount Nebo and sit on it shouting the victory. You can glorify the name of Jesus. You can go through it with a smile and with glory and testifying. Hold on and hold on. I think about some of those martyrs when they tied them to the stake. And my, they start burning them. They'd say, don't tie my hands. God give me enough grace to live for me. Give me enough grace to die. And they'd stand in them flames and they'd wave a hand at somebody. Hold on. Hold on. We're going to a better place. Them old fire leaking up around them, burning them in such pain. Maybe God deadens it. I don't know how He does it. But they witnessed until they couldn't witness any longer. Why? Because they could look back down through their lives and say, Lord, look at it. Lord, look at it. You can't go to the stake and be burned alive. You can't die and die with joy in your heart unless you can sit on Mount Nebo and look across Canaan and know that you're going to walk inside of it. If you have to look back and there's something in your life, something there, sin, Satan, and wrong things that you've done, it'd be impossible for you to die with joy in your heart. But oh, when you can say, Lord, look at it. Look at it, Lord. I've helped my, I've fought a fight. I've kept the faith. I've kept it all, Lord. I've walked with you, talked with you. Take a look, Lord. I finally made it home. I finally made it home. Friend, tonight you can make it too. You can make it too. Let us pray, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We so much appreciate you, Lord. God, we ask you now, that mother that's sitting in that congregation, that boy and girl, that young man and young lady that's been dilatory about their souls. God, we pray that they'll realize that this very minute they could be struggling up Mount Nebo. That in a few moments they'll be standing on its summit. And there they'll have to face the back, the sides, and the front. They'll have to look all around and see what life, what kind of tracks they've made, what kind of life they've lived. Oh, God, we pray now. While everybody's praying, everybody's mind on God. Saints, I need you. You soldiers, go to praying. You soldiers, go to praying. We got people here that need God tonight. Oh, sinner friend. Sir, you're going to walk that mountain one of these days. God's going to say, Joe, Mary, Susie, Sam, Pete, John, get thee in Mount Nebo and die there. He's going to say, walk out. You might say, oh, but Lord, get there and die. The Bible says, appointed a man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. If God tarries, every one of us will fill a grave. Every one of us will fill a grave. But oh, to think about it, in your last moments of life, if everything is right between you and your master, what a testimony you can leave to the people. You can look up and say, don't worry, don't cry over me, because I fought the fight. I've kept the faith. I got a crown waiting for me. I remember Sister Miles. She is head of a nursing home in Evansville, Indiana. She's the pastor's wife of a church, of the church there. There's a little woman said she'd have spells and almost die, and they'd give her shots and they'd bring her back, and she'd say, oh, Sister Miles, don't do that. She said, I almost seen Jesus then. She said, don't keep me in this old world. Let me go. Let me go. She said, I'll be out of all this pain. She said, I'm ready to meet the Master. And every time they'd do something, one time she just almost died. And I think they used electric things to bring the heartbeat back. She come out of it crying. She said, oh, Sister Bonnie, said, I wish you hadn't have done it. She said, I could almost see the gates. Think about living that way, friend. Are you living that way tonight? Are you living that way tonight? That you, if you was facing death, you could say, oh, don't let me stay here, Lord. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to see my Master. Send a friend, you better get it that way. We're living in trying times. We're living in dying times. More people are dying now than ever before. Every time you turn around, somebody goes out. Come on and seek God tonight. Let us, everyone, stand, if you will. Every saint of God praying right now. Hallelujah. Will you come to Jesus? Come on. While they sing or play something, come on. Move in that aisle now, you that need the Holy Ghost. Sinner friend, come on. Backslider, come on. You may climb Mount Nebo tonight. How would it be with your soul if you had to face Jesus tonight? How would it be with your soul? Tell me. You're the only one that knows, not me. You're the only one that knows. How would it be with your soul? Such quick mind. Did you read in the paper about the gas line that blowed up? Kind of a trucker's corner. 50 people were just demolished just like that. All of a sudden, just a gas main going through that corner where there's truck places and little taco stands right somewhere in Mexico. It just blowed up, destroyed them all. Just immediately, like you snap your finger, boom, and everybody in them was dead. Little did they know, when they said, give me two tacos, they were sitting on Mount Nebo right then. And it was getting ready to go. Little did they know. Not too long ago, a truck going down the highway had some kind of a liquid gas. I don't know what you call it, like naphtha or something. It hit a wall, turned over and exploded in a camper, a bunch of trailer campers. It said within seconds, complete trailers was nothing but skeletons. People were burned alive while bending over, picking up a steak. They burnt in that position. It was so hot and so fast. 145 people, boom, just like that. When that gas hit, car tanks had blown. Those people were having a good time. They were swimming in the Mediterranean. Why, they were out there in their bathing suits. They were cooking their steaks. Some were sleeping out on the bags there in their thing between the trees. And they were all having a good time. But boom, in seconds, they were statistics, burnt beyond recognition. They were sitting on Mount Nebo and didn't even know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Will you go to praying, saints, please? Ask God to save the ones that are here tonight. You young ladies here that need God, get up out of that seat right now and come on to this altar. You young boys here that need God, come on to this altar. Mama, what about you? What about you? My Lord, what if you're standing on Mount Nebo tonight? What will it take to move? What will it take to jar you loose? Will God have to put a coffin on your back before you find out what it takes? Will you have to look at the apple of your eye laying in a coffin before you realize Mount Nebo's in view? Save yourself trouble tonight. Get in this altar now! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's been dealing me about some people here. He has. I've been praying for you. But you better beware. You might be standing this day at the foot of Nebo. God may say, get thee into Mount Nebo and die there. I'll let you look. I'll let you see what you're going to miss. You'll be like the old rich man looking over, seeing all the good things of heaven. But you'll not be able to go in. My God, saints. I could walk back there and take you by the hand. Why don't you come? Saints, you realize how many we got here tonight that's going to hell? Are you aware of these precious young girls here that need the Holy Ghost? Young men that need the Holy Ghost tonight. Some mamas and dads that need the Holy Ghost tonight. Precious people. They'd give you the shirt off their back. They'd feed you when you're hungry. But that won't save your soul. Come on and pray tonight. Step out in that aisle. Come on and pray. Come on. There's got to be a starting place. There's got to be a fighting place. There's got to be somewhere that you take your stand against the devil. There's got to be somewhere that you say, no more, devil. You're not sending me to hell. You're not causing me to be lost. I'm through. Maybe your heart's getting hard. Maybe you don't feel nothing. Don't cross the line. Come on, pray. Get in this altar tonight. Get a hold of God. Walking up Mount Nebo and looking back. What do you see, friend? What do you see coming along behind you now? I feel heavy right now. God's tugging. He's pulling. He's standing in front of you. He's saying, come unto me. Seek my face now while you can find. Come on. Will you pray with me one more time? Lord Jesus, as you see those young people that need you so bad, Master, I pray right now for a double portion of conviction, Lord. Something, Lord, to supply the need. Oh, God, that rebuke the hand of Satan that's seeking to destroy. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Won't you come? Is there somebody by you? You could say, come on, let's seek God. You people that need the Holy Ghost, you're gonna have to want the Holy Ghost more than you want life itself. You're gonna have to get so hungry for that you feel like you're starving to death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a couple of more that need to come to this altar tonight. There's several need to come, but there's somebody that's on my mind. You need to come now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You young girls, my, don't stand there, sit there without God. Hallelujah. All right. I won't prolong it any longer. But you just remember tonight. If you have to say, Mama, something's wrong. I'm sitting on Mount Nebo. Then it'll be your own blood on your own hands. But don't be foolish. Because whatever you hold on to will seem so minute, so tiny, so insignificant when you face death. The only thing will matter is knowing God. Hallelujah. Let every saint of God come in. Here's these young men here in this altar. I want all you men to gather up here now. Get up here. I wish you young ladies would come now. Get in this altar. There's others here that need to pray tonight. Now, saints, we need you in this altar. Do you? Every one of you need to come on and pray. I don't want you sitting back in that audience talking tonight. I want you praying. You can visit after church is over and we've dismissed. But we've got people here that need God. You men get down there and pray them boys and that young man there. Maybe needs a little victory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah.